Item two, page two permits, Tony.
This month, we have five, what we refer to as page two items. Those are projects under over $500,000 in project cost, for which we've conducted a public interest review. There's no public opposition, no agency opposition, and staff has recommended approval of the five projects. With that, I will read the description for each of those. Item 2A, Department of the Navy, request authorization to nourish approximately 2 miles of beach within the Naval Air Station Oceana Dam Neck Annex, located along the Atlantic Ocean in Virginia Beach. In this case, approximately 700,000 cubic yards of beach quality sand dredged from the Sandbridge Shoal area in the Atlantic Ocean, and this is beyond the Virginia's 3 mile territorial sea, will be hydraulically pumped onto the beach as part of an effort to nourish the beach and protect existing Navy infrastructure. In this case, the proposed nourishment will move the existing mean low water mark approximately 125 feet offshore or channelward. And in this case, the Navy has agreed to a time of year restriction of May 16th through November 30th to prevent adverse impacts to loggerhead sea turtles and their nesting sites. Item 2B is Luck Stone. They're requesting authorization to remove 4,916 cubic yards of rock to construct a tunnel at least 45 feet below Goose Creek to access aggregate reserves at the existing Luck Stone Leesburg Quarry in Loudoun County. In this case, we're recommending approval with a royalty of $13,839.60 for the removal of 4,916 cubic yards of state-owned subaqueous material at a rate of 60 cents per cubic yard. In this case, the aggregate they will remove or the rock they will remove will be a commercial product that they might sell or use at the quarry for part of their work. And the encroachment of the tunnel road on 5,445 square feet of state-owned subaqueous land at a rate of $2 per square foot. Item 2C, Lambert's Point Docks, is requesting authorization to dredge 75,000 cubic yards of new material and to maintenance dredge 29,000 cubic yards of material during an initial cycle and to maintenance dredge 50,000 cubic yards of material on an as-needed basis to achieve maximum navigable depths of minus 36 feet mean low water adjacent to Pier N, located at the terminus of Orpax Drive, situated along the Elizabeth River in Norfolk. In this instance, the dredge material will be deposited at the Craney Island Dredge Material Management Area. And staff is recommending approval with a one-time royalty payment of $33,750 for the dredging of 75,000 cubic yards of new material at a rate of 45 cents per cubic yard. Item 2D, Department of the Navy, is requesting authorization to install 100 linear feet of steel sheet pile bulkhead approximately 3 feet channelward of an existing dry dock number 3 end wall and wing walls and the in-kind replacement of the existing wharf structure associated with berths 16 and 17 at Norfolk Naval Shipyard, situated along the southern branch of the Elizabeth River in Portsmouth. In this case, staff recommends approval with a permit expiration date 5 years from permit issuance as requested by the Department of the Navy. Normally, our permits are issued for 3 years with the opportunity to extend those later on, but in this case, the Navy has asked for that 5-year permit, and we think it's appropriate in this case. Item 2E, Department of the Navy, is also requesting authorization to install a new concrete pile support wharf with an overall footprint of approximately 10,765 square feet to replace the existing wharf structure, and this is to include the installation of 148 linear feet of bulkhead aligned from 3 feet to 9 feet channelward of the existing walls associated with the replacement of berths 18 and 19 at Norfolk Naval Shipyard. The larger 9-foot offset in this case is necessary to maintain the alignment of the new bulkhead around the irregular footprint of the existing dry dock wall. And again, in response to the Navy request, staff is recommending that it be a 5-year permit. With that, I or my staff will be happy to answer any questions you might have.
Any questions, Tony, on these items? Hearing none, is there any public comment on items 2A, B, C, D, or E? Hearing none, the matter's before the commission.
Move to approve.
Motion is to approve all the page two items. Is there a second to that motion?
Second
by Mr. Tankard. Any discussion on the motion? Seeing none, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, no. Motion carries. All the items, page two items are approved.